The UN's World Food Program is reporting success in feeding the war-ravaged population of Afghanistan. It says that in December it was able to deliver double the amount of food compared with November and has been able to avert a major famine. Some 200,000 tons of food reached Afghanistan in the past 3 months, more than half that amount in December. Jordan Day is a spokesman for the World Food Program's operation in Afghanistan. How have you been able to get that amount of food into Afghanistan in such a short period of time?
How we've been able to do it, Bob, is quite simply by using a number of modes of transport to get wheat into the country. We use trucks, we use rail, we use barges, we use planes, and in some cases, once it's offloaded into a warehouse or a building that can support delivery in Afghanistan, it's then transported by donkey. So we're using every means available. We're also using the five neighboring countries and using ports in Iran and Pakistan. So it's quite a complex logistical operation, but it's working on all cylinders right now. And as you noted, we had a record amount of food move into Afghanistan this month.
How difficult is it to deliver food outside Kabul and the other major cities?
Well, it's proved to be quite a challenge. About half of Afghanistan is a mountainous area. There are small, narrow roads that are often just gravel. In some places, there are wide sort of rivers that have to be traversed. So it's a winter setting. It's a mountainous setting, and that brings with it all the difficulties with that: snow, icy bridges, and we've actually had one driver that was killed about 2 weeks ago. Went down a slippery slope, hit an icy bridge, and went over it and into the river. So it's been in some cases quite tragic for us.
Can you describe the situation facing the people of Afghanistan after years of war and drought?
Sure. It's an extremely difficult situation for the people of Afghanistan. There's more than 6 million people who we're feeding right now, who are vulnerable, who are hungry, many of whom are sick. As you noted, there's 3 years of drought that have led up to September 11th. And since September 11th, there's been bombings throughout parts of the country. There's been militias that are active. There's been a breakdown in the infrastructure. So it's bleak right now, but I think the positive side of it is that humanitarian aid is moving into the country. The Afghans are very creative, innovative people. They've certainly dealt with hardship for more than two decades. So they'll be able to rebound. I think they'll be able to rebuild their country, and we're moving forward.
But the World Food Program will probably be operating within Afghanistan for quite some time.
Yes. In fact, we've been in Afghanistan for more than 30 years. Even before September 11th, we were feeding almost 4 million people in Afghanistan. Afghanistan was, at one point, self-sufficient in terms of agricultural production. So that is certainly the goal over time. It'll take some time because there's an agricultural infrastructure that's been completely destroyed. But at some point in the future, that certainly should be the case, if they can produce enough food to feed themselves again.
Jordan Day is a spokesman for the World Food Program.